Welcome to Module 5 of Toxic Relationships and Love Addiction. Breaking up is hard to do. However you got here, whether your partner broke up with you or you decided to break it off, this time is going to be different. After all the work you've done so far, you know that your worth, your identity, your very being does not depend on just one person. This time, you're not going to focus all your energy on getting your partner back, on beating yourself up, or on finding someone else as quickly as you can. This time will take time to work all the way through the grieving process and come out on the other side stronger and smarter. The first step is to start with a period of total abstinence for moving on to the next relationship. Your brain needs time to adjust and your body needs time to heal. Your spirit needs healing time as well. You need to learn new habits, new ways of thinking about yourself and about relationships. But first you need to grieve. Grief of any kind of loss, from a partner, to a pet, to a house, to a relationship, occurs in stages. The five stages of grief were first proposed by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross in her book on death and dying. These stages are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. People who are grieving do not necessarily experience all these stages, and they don't happen in the same order for everyone. Ultimately, grief is as individual as we are. But these five stages are a good framework for helping us untangle the many emotions that arise and understand what we are experiencing when we grieve for a relationship. In the beginning stages, grief is an overwhelming time of great emotional pain. You might feel numb and clouded. Everything around you might seem a bit surreal. Feelings might include hurt, anger, guilt, shock, uncertainty, and rejection. Emotions will be fluid and won't necessarily come in any order. Sometimes you may need to relive and rethink again and again the demise of the relationship so you can work through it. Sometimes you may need a break from thinking about it all. You may spend time second guessing your actions. If only I had, or if only I should have, and that can cause anxiety and ambivalence. You will careen from one emotion to the next, but just allow them to be as they are, knowing they will change into something else as you go through the grieving process. Healthy grief allows you to experience your feelings in your body, your mind, and your heart. What's important is to allow yourself to feel what you feel. Don't try to repress or ignore your pain because it will only come up again later. A mistake many of us make is to try to distract ourselves from painful feelings. It's hard to hurt, but we have to acknowledge and experience our pain. This is an essential part of grief. Rather than distracting yourself or pushing your feelings away, this is the time to engage in the self-care you need to create a sacred space to process your new grief. This might include journaling, meditation, guided visualizations, or any of the other ways to cherish and nurture yourself. I can't stress enough how important it is not to deny what you feel. That's why you must also use self-care to give yourself the strength to experience your pain. Your resilience will surprise you. Denial and bargaining can be especially dangerous traps for love addicts. Their whole sense of being is tied up in a relationship, and any sign of it ending causes an almost unbearable agony as the fantasy of Prince Charming saving the day begins to fade. Love addicts may come up with all sorts of controlling and manipulative behaviors to ward off a breakup as a form of bargaining. They'll twist themselves inside out, trying to make the exact person they believe their partner wants to be. They will play helpless, nag, use guilt, jealousy, and a smothering version of caretaking to manipulate and control their partner so they won't leave. They may start to idealize their ex or the relationship, denying the problems that existed. They may convince themselves the breakup was a mistake and that they will be able to convince their ex of that as well. These behaviors are all attempts to deny the reality that the relationship is over and stave off the inevitable grief. As you grieve, you may dredge up grief for past relationships that have ended, but still have wounds inside. This is why it's so important to let go and surrender to the experience of grief. Unresolved grief creates an inability to accept the trauma of the lost. It is vital that during the grieving process, you make no contact with your ex. That includes stopping all forms of communication, no texting, phone calls, or driving by their house. No leaving voice messages or responding if your ex calls. Not even reading old texts, delete them. Or even asking a mutual acquaintance how they're doing. This period of no contact allows both people in a relationship to break the glue that has been holding them together and detach as a couple. This is a time for each of you to establish your own autonomy. Making contact is just a way to avoid the inevitable pain of real ending and grief. You need to create distance from your relationship so that your mind, body, and spirit can heal. A new door cannot open when you're holding on to the past. This is the time to be truthful with yourself and the motivations you have for wanting to see your ex. You may invent reasons to reconnect. You need closure. You need answers to why the relationship failed. You believe you still can be friends, but in reality, you don't need any of these things. What you need is to detach and grieve and then understand the nature of your love addiction so you don't keep making the same bad choices. Do not be tempted to try to create a friends with benefits relationship after a breakup. That's another fantasy, and it never works with an ex. You're only avoiding the inevitable and will become jealous and suspicious if they are dating someone else. Friends with benefits is just another term for using each other to avoid the loneliness and disconnection of a breakup. The only time couples need to be in touch after a breakup is if they are co-parenting. Make those visits brief and, if possible, drop off and pick up the children at public places to avoid going into each other's private space. Limit phone discussions to issues that are solely about the children. You may still have things at their place, or they may have things at yours. If they want their things back, pack up their stuff in a box and mail it to them. Put a note inside asking them to do the same thing with your stuff. If you don't care about your things, you can discard your ex's belongings after a reasonable amount of time. Acceptance, the final stage of grief, just means acknowledging things exactly as they are, letting go of all the fantasies and stories, the denial and bargaining. The relationship is over and your ex and you are not getting back together. What's done is done. Although love addicts believe they can control someone else or the outcome of the breakup, the truth is that control is an illusion. What you do have control of is learning how to let go, accept, and surrender the ending of a relationship to your higher power, your higher self, a god of your understanding, Buddha, infinite intelligence, the universe, or whoever and whatever you believe in. By letting go and accepting the end of your relationship, you allow the grief process to finally begin so that you can heal. Letting go and accepting the breakup is where true freedom begins and suffering ends. This is where you have the opportunity to rebuild yourself, develop self-esteem, reflect on what you truly want in a new partner and your single life. You may reconnect with friends and family you've neglected. Appreciate the lessons you've learned and make peace with the fact that the relationship is over and it's time to get on with your life. Now is the time to embrace all the lessons you have learned from the breakup. This is the time to create new interests, new perspectives, and new insights into what worked and what didn't. You will feel empowered as you gain some distance from your loss and find meaning from it, but it's not the time to plunge into a new relationship. Rather, think about something you always wanted to do just for yourself. Maybe it's joining a book club, taking up yoga, hiking, or knitting. Since you no longer have a partner, you finally have the time to do it. I took up outrigger canoeing after my divorce. Perhaps this is the time to set bigger goals, such as a career change or going back to school. It may also be the time to reconnect with the activities and people you neglected while you were in your love addiction. Reconnecting will remind you that you are cherished and valued by others. You may not have a love interest at the moment, but you have plenty of people that love you.